I was quite surprised. I mean, here we are. We had a jury going into the jury room, and we sent them in with a seven-minute-long video that we produced of me actually doing the things that I was charged with. So I was quite surprised when the judge called us in and said that they hadn't been able to reach agreement.
So your defense attorneys prepared a video? What did the video show?
Well, sure. What I did was to cut a lock off a fence on a fenced enclosure and go into a section of the pipeline where they have what are called emergency block valves. Then I cut another chain off of the valve, and then I closed the pipeline, and then I put my own lock on it and put some sunflowers on it. I live streamed that whole process with my phone that was attached to my body, and that was on my Facebook page. And then two independent documentarians videoed me also. And what we did was to prepare a short version, a seven-minute-long version of that action, which we were planning to show as part of our defense. And actually, the prosecutor asked if he could show it as part of the prosecution. So that was shown to the jury, and then it was available to them in the jury room. And we know that they reviewed it at least once. So as the judge pointed out, it's highly unusual for a defendant to provide materials used by the prosecutor in a criminal trial. And then in addition to that, as best I could, I provided both an oral testimony and in a couple of exhibits information about what climate change will mean for the world as a whole and also Skagit County in particular. So they also had a sea level rise map of what was projected for Skagit County in 2050, where roughly a quarter of the county is underwater.
Oh, that's interesting. And that was let in because my understanding is that they did not allow the necessity defense. Can you explain that?
That's true. Yes, exactly. Last week, the judge denied our efforts to mount a necessity defense. And that means I was precluded from putting on any of the climate scientists and other experts who would have been able to testify to the dire need for, the need for urgent action, and also could have talked to the or spoke to the efficacy of this kind of nonviolent direct action. So that was all precluded. The judge did say I would leave me some small leeway to talk about what my motivation, why I did this, and so I was able to say, well, I look at maps like this, and I'm deeply concerned, and I'm motivated to do something. So it was a very, very small number of sort of data points, specific examples, but they did have a map, and they did have a chart of how much carbon has been in the atmosphere over the last 400,000 years and how much is there now, and that's it.
So I'm just curious, what was their key argument against you?
Their key argument against me was that I did it. In opening and closing statements said, people have a lot of opinions and on things like climate change, and that doesn't excuse, behavior like this. You should convict them.
So what's next for you now? You got a hung jury? Are they going to retry it or what?
We will know next week. We haven't heard from them directly, but I do know in other press reports that they have said that they have not yet made a decision whether to retry. I certainly expect that that they will, but I don't know that yet, and we'll find out next week.
What are your lawyers expecting?
My lawyers feel like I've won a point with my lawyers here, because many of us have been arguing all along that climate is utterly different than other political issues as they are tried in the court, because we now know that there are a set of people who are sprinkled out throughout society, and some of them are DAs, sometimes they're judges, and sometimes they're jurors, who are feeling like we aren't properly dealing with this single largest threat to our existence, and given an opportunity, they'll act on it. And in this case, clearly, some number of the jurors agree with that. The lawyers say, we're not in territory that they have any experience of. I'm charged with the crime of sabotage. My lawyer, who has 40 years of experience practicing Washington, said he's never seen the charge made. The judge, who has 35 years of experience on the bench and as a prosecutor in Washington, has never seen the charge made. So we're seeing unusual things happen here.
Wow. I'm just wondering if this case in some way set some kind of legal precedent for cases to come.
I don't think it sets a legal precedent, but it certainly sets a political and moral precedent for other cases. I mean, absent the thing about a necessity defense is that jurors are instructed that they have a legal basis for not finding someone guilty. I think this case is even more powerful because the jury had no such instruction and they still came to that decision. So I think it sets a powerful example. Obviously, I hope it'll set a powerful example for future juries in Skagit County, should I be or others be charged. And in fact, there are a number of trials in the next month for people who were arrested as part of the Break Free Anacortes train blockade. I happen to be one of them. So we have 48 people going to trial in Skagit County in the next month, and perhaps the actions of the jury in this case will influence those.
Are you planning on continuing with your activism?
First of all, I have to wait and see if we're going to trial again, and if so, we'll have to go through another trial. If I do that and I am found guilty, then we'll certainly appeal if we're not allowed a necessity defense in the next case. But none of that changes what I'm going to do. I feel like, you know, the world is ending right in front of our eyes, and that all of us should do the maximum that we can do to try to stave off the worst of that. I'm not planning to spend the rest of my life doing that.